Today is Thursday, June 13th, 2024, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. It is National Golf Cart Day. It's also National Random Acts of Light Day. It's National Kitchen Klutzes of America Day. I'm not a kitchen klutz. It's National Weed Your Garden Day. I need to go out and actually do some weeding of the front flower bed again. We just planted everything like, what, 2 or 3 weeks ago? But our grass is encroaching on the flower bed. And so somebody decided to mow right when I was about to record, but I can't do anything about it. Hopefully you guys don't hear it. Hopefully the noise removal does its job. I am hearing it and it is bothering me, but what are you going to do? So yeah, so we planted the flowers, I don't know, 2 or 3 weeks ago. And before that, I had gone in and pulled as much of the grass out as I possibly could. But, you know, you can't get all the roots out and everything. It's impossible unless I were to dig up the entire flower bed. Because that grass, the roots are like a nightmare. And I'm sure there are ways to do it. I could probably research it. But I only have so many brain cells. And so I just pulled as much out, but it's starting to grow again. It's starting to come up, and so I need to go out and pull some more grass. It's not even weeds, it's grass. If only the grass would grow where you want it to grow. How dare the grass. So we have a couple of voicemails. I'm going to start with that, and we'll see, because I don't have a lot of updates. I mean, yes, I did take a trip, but it was a work trip. So, you know, not much occurred. And saving a little bit for the mix, so you guys need to tune in for that. But because we were off from the mix for, you know, a couple of weeks, so I need some topics. I need topics for the mix because, you know, I assume all of you who listen to Geeky Gay probably also listen to The Mix over at mix-podcast.com. If there are any stories that you want to hear that are not here, between this show and the other show, my entire life is broadcast weekly. So you'll get it. But anyway, we're going to listen to a couple of voicemails and respond to those, and then we'll see how much time we have left. So let's listen to the first one.
Hey, Adam. I really enjoy listening to Daniel tonight.
Oh, good.
I think you should have him on more often. He did a great job. This is Dennis from Falls Church. Thank you, Daniel. Bye.
Well, Dennis, I'm sure Daniel appreciates that. You know, I will. I mean, I will let him fill in for me whenever he wants to / I'm unavailable. So yeah, I mean, it's good to get that positive feedback. I didn't want to bother him because I try to, and Daniel said this when he was recording, so he is absolutely right. And I think I have said this on this show before. It's, you know, I have now gotten into a pattern where each week there are 5 episodes and the numbering is, you know, in chunks of 5, like you. And so for whatever reason, I decided, oh no, I cannot do a partial week. Like I have to have 5. If I either I do 0 episodes or I do 5, like there's no in between, because I don't want the counting to get off. Like the counting lined up so nicely. It's like 1 week is the first 5, you know, and the next week is the second 5, and then you move on to another number, et cetera, et cetera. So yes, in my brain, and Daniel said that, and he was absolutely correct. Like, but it was a little bit different because he said, oh, Adam wanted to record on Monday, but he didn't want to record the rest of the week. And so, you know, then that's why he got me. It wasn't really that, because what I was going to do is just not record at all for the entire week. But then Daniel said, hey, by the way, remember when I told you I would fill in for you? I will fill in for you. And I said, oh, well, I'll go ahead and record Monday's show because I record a day before and I'm not leaving until Monday. So I can record it on Sunday. No problem. Let everyone know what's going to happen and that you're filling in. And then you can do Tuesday through Friday. So it worked. But I'm sure he is listening to this and he is happy for the compliment. So thank you for your call. All right. Another one from Dennis. Let's just whip this out here.
Hello, Adam.
Hello, Dennis.
This is Dennis. Welcome back.
Thank you.
Thank you, Daniel. Enjoyed you this week. Adam, Daniel did a great job.
Oh, good.
Kudos to Daniel. Welcome back, Adam. Have a
you.
Good one.
Wow, this is just a Daniel love fest. So yeah, Daniel did a great. Daniel is a, if nothing else, Daniel is a pro podcaster. He and I have both been podcasting for over 15 years. And I think we both started roughly around the same time, but we didn't meet each other until we had been podcasting for 6 months to a year or something like that. I don't know. I don't know exactly when he started, because Callbox 7, it was, I think that was the first podcast he did. Daniel can call in and answer that question, because I don't think there's anywhere I can research, like, when was the first episode of Callbox 7? And because I'm not a political person, I did not listen to, but by the time I met Daniel, Callbox 7 was not a thing. He had already moved on to Dubious Intent. So I never listened to that. So I don't know how much earlier than me he started, but around the same time we got into podcasting. So we both been podcasting forever. And so, yeah, he is a commensurate. Is that the right word? Professional. I don't know. There's a word there somewhere that I probably did not get correct. So I will talk about this. So bottom line, I was on a trip. Everything went fine. Met coworkers, yada, yada, all that kind of stuff. I didn't do anything outside of work. I just went back to the hotel and I mean, I had dinner with a coworker. We did Top Golf one day, but that was during work hours. But other than that, I just went back to my hotel room and relaxed. Just used as a chance to catch up on some Netflix and read a book. And that was about it, which is good. Like, that's good for me. Other than working, I kind of unplugged from work, because I told everyone that I work with, I'm in this offsite this week and I'm not going to be able to respond. And so, yeah, so I mostly just focused on whatever we were doing in the offsite. And then I went back to the hotel room and vegged out, basically. I did work out a few days, and this week I have not, because I don't feel like working out. I went back on my diet. I did horribly on my diet last week, which I kind of thought that I would, because I was, you know, traveling, and I struggle with traveling and staying on routine, especially when it comes to eating. And so, but I did work out a few days, but this week work has been so busy. And I've had so much to do. Tuesday night, I worked until 8 p.m. I was just at my desk in the studio until 8 p.m. And I did get a lot of emails cleared up and a bunch of stuff like that, but it has been so busy. Today, I had 13 meetings. 13 meetings. So it's just been busy, and I haven't felt like working out. I haven't been getting my steps. But I guess, you know, one out of three is not horrible. I am sticking with my calorie count, and so there's that. But I need to get back to working out, and I don't feel like working out tonight either, so I'm not gonna. But what I'll talk about, so I we're, you know, we're going on our trip in July. We're leaving on July 3rd to do our Norwegian Fjords cruise. And Sydney, the dog, as you guys know, she has an autoimmune disease that we discovered in November of last year. And she's on medication, and we don't want to board her because, you know, she can't get all her vaccinations. Boarding is a very stressful experience for dogs anyway, and I just don't want to put her through that now that she's also medically challenged. So I've been looking for dog sitters because my parents are out of town the same exact dates that we are. And Mark did ask some friends, and we have a potential for friends, but I went to Rover.com and I found three people who I think look good, and they are available, so that's good. But now I'm trying to figure out, well, how do I decide between the three? And I'm thinking, well, maybe we do a trial day with each of the three. Just like dog sitting. Maybe doggy daycare. Not overnight, but just like whatever. But then once she stayed with them, it's not like I can ask Sydney, oh, hey, how was it? Did you like the person? You know, I don't know. So we're trying to figure that out. But at least we have options so she won't be on the street while we're gone. So that's good, right? All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479 or text 221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.